In the State Department's annual report on patterns of global terrorism, the section on South Asia starts this way. In 2001, South Asia remained a central point for terrorism directed against the United States, its friends, and allies around the world. This sent us back to the same section of last year's report by the same office on the same subject. It read, "In 2000, South Asia remained a focal point for terrorism directed against the United States." Last year's report, issued 4.5 months before September 11th, is a reminder that regardless of what preoccupied senators and cabinet secretaries and news editors, Osama bin Laden, al-Qaeda, and the Taliban were high-profile adversaries of the U.S. Attacks on U.S. interests were well documented. Ambassador Francis X. Taylor, who was the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism, spoke with us today about what is different in this year's report. For starters, Iran is described as more supportive of terrorism now than just a year ago.
They're the most active state sponsor of terrorism. They've been actively involved in supporting Hezbollah and Hamas and other Palestinian rejectionist groups that are opposed to, indeed violently opposed to, the Middle East peace process.
Iraq, according to some people, is the center of it all, and its support of terrorism keeps movements going that might be undone if the Ba'athist regime were undone. Is Iraq strongly supporting terrorism? If so, what acts are they supporting?
Iraq remains on a terrorism list because they do support terrorist groups. They have not renounced terrorism as a tool to be used for political purposes, and that's why they remain on the list.
I wonder if you could remind us, since people do argue about the very notion of terrorism as something that is definable and distinguishable from some fellow's definition of what he sees as being a freedom fighter. The State Department and the Congress operate by a definition of terrorism. I wonder if you could give it to us.
I don't have the written definition in front of me. We've had many debates over what is and what isn't terrorism. I'm kind of simplistic in my definition. When I see innocent civilians killed indiscriminately for political reasons by organizations, that's terrorism. We know it when we see it, and we need to stamp it out.
I want to ask you quickly about some front-page mentions of terrorism recently. Cuba. There was some dispute as to whether Cuba is involved in any way in abetting terrorism. President Carter said recently he's been led to believe by the administration Cuba is not regarded as abetting terrorism. Are they?
Well, I'm not familiar with President Carter's statement, but they've had a very mixed record. They did respond positively in condemning the attacks on 9/11, yet they continue to allow members of the FARC, members of the ETA.
These are Colombian and Spanish
terrorist organizations to live in Cuba. There are 8 American revolutionaries who are guests of the Cuban government currently.
Is the list of causes and groups who are killing civilians in order to make a point somewhere, is that list generally, and then the states who support them, is it generally a lot shorter today than it was 10, 15 years ago, or a lot longer than it was 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, it continues to grow, unfortunately. That's why we want to delegitimize terrorism as a means of reaching political goals, and that's the goal of our campaign.
Ambassador Taylor, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Francis X. Taylor is coordinator for counterterrorism at the State Department.